Track 2.37. A.
I took my 3-year-old Johnny with me to the grocery store yesterday. It was a disastrous outing, and it ended with him crying loudly because I wouldn't buy him a bag of candy. I tried to be strong and calm, but he just would not listen even when I told him he was a very naughty boy, and I was very unhappy. I gave him the candy to make him quiet, but by that time, he was so furious he threw them onto the floor. Finally, I had to drag him out of the store crying and shouting. It was so embarrassing. When we got home, I made him sit on his own on the bottom step for 5 minutes as a punishment, though I'm not sure he understood why. Maybe I should have given him the candy at the very beginning.
B.
Ellie, who normally has a sunny personality, was not in a good mood at all the other day. Maybe she had needed a snack before we left for the supermarket, but anyway, by the time we got there, she was in a very bad mood. She started complaining and pulling things out of the cart that I had put in. I kept calm and told her that was making me feel angry. But I could see things were getting worse, so I gave her a comic from the shelf and an apple from the cart, and sat her in the cart to look at the comic. As soon as she started looking at it and took the first bite of the apple, I praised her for behaving well. I asked her about the apple, what it tasted like, what color it was, to distract her. She read the comic and ate her apple all the way round the store. The checkout girl even commented on how good she was, which was lovely. In the car going home, I told Ellie she made me feel very proud when she sat so quietly in the cart.